You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Bolch.
Hey, Clean Freaks, it's Hank Bolch here on Fighting Dirty, and on this episode, I'm going to talk about testing the sharpness of your scissors. Now, this is one of the many areas in our industry where there's not a clear industry guideline for how often you should test your scissors. And because there's not a guideline, oftentimes we see folks completely ignoring the need to test their scissors, or they're doing things that I personally think is inconsistent, and that is testing your scissors on an occasional basis, certain days of the week. Every Wednesday we test scissors, or every 5 or 10 numbers of tray uses we test our scissors. I think, though, if we're going to be consistent with how we value the functionality of our surgical tools, every instrument, every time, every procedure, we should be testing our scissors on a regular basis. Every single time they come through the assembly process, part of that assembly process should be checking for cleanliness, verifying the cleaning process has happened appropriately, but it should also be testing the sharpness of the scissor every time. And now the reason being for that is all kinds of damage can happen to a scissor even after its first use. I understand the idea that scissors will dull regularly over time. However, nothing is accounting for all the other types of damage that can happen even after a scissor's first use. Was it used inappropriately in the OR? Was it used to cut or to twist something that it was not designed to do? Was it bent in transport? Was it burred or chipped or cracked during transport? All these kinds of things can happen after one use, which means if you're only occasionally testing the sharpness of your scissors, a damaged scissor can be sent to the OR multiple times before it is ever caught in sterile processing. Maybe they didn't use that scissor in a particular case. It was dull, it was damaged, but it wasn't used. There were no complaints, so it comes down in the tray again and goes back up to another procedure, dull and damaged, and no one knew because we're not consistently testing the sharpness of our scissors. So I understand there's not a standard, but the standard is the same standard that we put on every other instrument in sterile processing. And the question is, do you want a dull, damaged pair of scissors used on you? If you had an open heart procedure, or let's make this even more intimate, if your child had an open heart procedure, would you want every scissor in their tray to be tested for sharpness? Yes, you would. So whatever excuse your administrators have given you, whatever excuse leadership has given you, whatever excuse you have given yourself to not be testing your scissors every time after every use, drop that excuse today and start testing. Keep your patients safe. Keep fighting dirty. I'm Hank Bolch.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. Once or twice a month, possibly even weekly, every day folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help, offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.
Which means, if you're only regularly testing the sharpness of your scissors,